speaking to my auntie Phyllis, who was very much involved with the bakery in the very early days. I since discovered that my uncle Ken, who was her husband, of course, at a later date that was, actually started work as a full-time baker at a very tender age of 13, back in 1939, right at the very start of the war. This was brought about by my grandfather having an unfortunate accident where he broke his femur and wasn't able to continue doing the daily baking, of course. So he was called in, as I say, a very young age to do the full-time job of a baker, which was quite a task. And, of course, the other thing you have to bear in mind that during the war, they must have worked in very trying conditions. Obviously, there wouldn't have been the supplies that there are these days. They would have been working in reduced lighting and heating would have been minimal. And they were probably just lucky enough to get enough fuel to stoke up the main ovens to bake the bread. And, of course, again, you have to remember that everything was rationed in those days, including bread. So they had to be very careful how much they baked, and then it was handed out as it should have been with the ration coupons or whatever they were using at the time. So it was a very different world as I remember it, because my first introduction to the bakery wouldn't have been until the sort of 60s, really, when things were starting to pick up much more, as rationing would have ended sort of towards the end of the 50s. So you're looking at really best part of 20 years where things were very hard work. Long hours for little reward, I think, is the best way of summing it up. When the business did eventually close in 85, you could say they had another 20 years plus where things were easier, but still it was a very demanding job, I think, with the hours and the fact. Obviously, the demand for supply was much greater once the war was over and they were able to get all the ingredients they needed. Anyway, I think that's as much as I can say on that subject at the moment.